The Electronic Frontier Foundation has created a new website to make censorship more transparent. It's called onlinecensorship.org. And the site encourages user-contributed stories of censorship, especially by large companies like Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. The site addresses censorship issues like Facebook's real names policy. And it helps users appeal to get their content or accounts restored after being censored. Lindsay, this just seems like a great idea. I'm glad they're doing this. They got funding for this. And it just seems like a helpful thing because oftentimes big companies like Facebook don't tend to devote the resources to dealing with people's complaints. Somebody says, oh, you know, you blocked my content, and I disagree that this is a violation of the policy. I think it wasn't a violation of the policy. Like, where do they go? Facebook and the other companies tend to go, oh, you know, just shut up and go away. But now the EFF is putting some pressure behind these claims.
Yeah, this is great. I mean, for one thing, if you head to this website, the stories that have been collected there about individual censorship issues are really interesting, and they really run the gamut. Some are about advertisers who haven't been allowed to advertise, like the story here about a bra company that wasn't allowed to advertise on Facebook because of what was behind the link. There are also stories about people who are really fighting to use not their real name for all kinds of safety reasons in their home countries. A lot of just really interesting storytelling linked out from the site, but also it's handy because the appeals section walks you through how to appeal on each different social media platform that you might want to appeal on. So it's just very useful as well. And it's clear. It's not very complicated, the site.
Yeah, it's a nice site. And many of the stories they have there we've covered on the show. And it's great to have a site that, you know, where you can actually go. So I'm going to be monitoring this site, I guess is what I'm saying, for if they have a good process for you to deal with the stories we cover. Let's see if they can keep up with this in terms of timeliness. Probably not. But to the extent that they can, we may reference their various solutions to these different censorship problems. Very nice. You know, before we move on from this, I think it's interesting that a lot of this is going to be a difference of opinion about what should and should not be censored. I mean, of course, Facebook especially and Google Plus especially, they're super into censoring stuff. And, you know, and they just think that certain types of pictures, for example, shouldn't be allowed, bare breasts and things like that. Other people think, well, there's nothing wrong with that. You should be allowed to show that, especially if it's in a context that's normal stuff. You know, breastfeeding mothers and stuff like that. So there's going to be some difference of opinion, and this would be nice that there'll be pushback on that part of it as well. It's a difficult problem for the Facebooks and the Google Pluses of the world because, of course, they're international, and different cultures and societies have different values about what's appropriate and what isn't, and they have to make those decisions. It's not easy, but
yeah, even within our own country, you know, different users, different regions, different cultures within the United States. And, you know, I think that there are probably a lot of parents out there who are extremely nervous about what their kids see and have a very low tolerance, right? People who just don't want to have those hard conversations because kid walked up behind, you know, and looked over their shoulder and said, you know, why isn't that woman wearing a bra? I don't know. I think some of this will slowly change over time as cultural norms shift. But it is really nice to be keeping track of it in one place, because then I think once an organization starts to track these censorship issues in one place, it gets really easy to see when the pattern has become a problem.
Yeah, absolutely true.